I've got a granddaughter who lives over here in Rugby Road, and they're in the Norris Hotel, you know that big hotel?
Yes, sir.
The Norris Hotel? She married Jimmy Chase boy. She lived there on that place there.
Yes, sir. We're talking about, when you were growing up on the farm. What all kind of buildings did y'all have on the farm? Can you tell me about the kinds of buildings and lots and all? And
we just had a log house on the upper place, what we called the upper place. That's the first farm when my granddaddy gave it to my daddy when he married. Yes. He owned about 600 or 700 acres all around in there that time. And we had a couple of barns. We had a little log barn down there, and then my daddy built a bigger barn on it. Then after we bought the place, the lower place down there, we had a house on it and two barns. Well, we had one big barn on it, and we built another one on it, made two barns on it. And a shop. We built a shop there. That's where I let my shop trade.
Yes, yeah. That log house, how many rooms did that log house have?
It had one big log room.
Oh.
And we finally put a kitchen on the back of it and a dining room, about 12 foot wide and about 18 foot long, I guess.
Yeah.
Then about 1903, I guess it was, before we built another room on the end of the log house, built him another bedroom in there and left us in the other big room.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Had about 4 or 5 beds in that big log house, big fireplace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cooked on the fireplace most all the time back when I was little.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What kind of furniture did y'all have in that log house?
Furnace? Just a big old chimney about that wide, and put a big back log in it back there, and then you build up in front of a small wood, you know, and that big back log kept that heat out in there. Had a big iron rod about that big around across there, a pot hanging on it. Hanging pots on to cook over.
Yes, yes.
Boil our beans and potatoes and meat and stuff like that. And had a big oven about, that's about 16 inches across the ground of them, and that legs on about that long. Mother raked them hot coals out here in front of the pot, put that oven in, she put a bread in it, put a big cast lid on it, and then she covered that lid over them hot coals and eggs. Covered it up and baked that bread in it.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Did it? What kind of wood would you use to start the fire like that?
Well, we used about most of the time we could get around there. We had plenty of sweet gum down on that bottom, red sweet gum with big trees and some oak and stuff, and we kind of cleaned the land up and we'd burn that, you know. With smaller wood, we'd split some of it for small wood. And we burn hickory. Hickory is a good wood for a fireplace, and white oak, either one. Makes a hotter fire.
Yes, sir.
Softer wood burns up quicker.
Yes, sir.
Don't throw out as much heat as a hickory does.
Yes. Would that sweet gum start the fire real quick?
Yeah, after it's dead now, or some of that was dead, we cut and used. We didn't use any green in there. We cut that green all down and had it salt and lumber. Red sweet gum, we sold out board that white out and put a little white in it, all right.
It'd be probably hard to find that now around here, wouldn't it?
Couldn't find that up in this country anymore. About all the sweet gum in this country now is about all white. See, that's working timber, been there for years and years, and it gets older, it gets more red, it gets in it, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.